Now we move on to Halacha Beis, which is based on a different chapter in Likutei Moran. Also a major, major chapter, Torah Memtes, chapter 49. Al pi hamaymar lashemesh som oil bohem. This halacha will be based on that, v'hu kechos niyosem michuposoi, that chapter in Likutei Moran, talking about chasanim, right after the chuppah. Ayin shom kol hamaymar hetev, study that entire chapter well, in order to have a real solid introduction to this halacha, ki hu inyan omoik v'nifla ma'oid ma'oid. Because what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in that chapter in Likutei Moran is something that's deep and very, very deep and wondrous. Rav Nosson Zal uses this kind of wording, you know, he's talking about something extraordinary. This is the chapter in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal takes the creation of the world and man, and shows the parallels between them. How the whole process that Hashem went through when he created the world, about how originally there was wall-to-wall light, and there was no room for creation. In order for there to be a place in which to create, Hashem had to draw the light to the sides and vacate a certain area, in a sense, cholol haponu it's called, the vacant space, in order to make room for creation. And then Hashem drew a drop, a part of that light, into that vacant space, v'chulu v'chulu, as is described in the writings of the Arizal. The Arizal expounds on this very, very much. Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter shows how when a Jew starts coming close to Hashem, it parallels this process exactly. There's also this concept of wall-to-wall light. When the person first comes to Hashem, he's just fire. He's on fire. He's just, in fact, in love with Hashem, and he doesn't know what to do. But that's great, but that's not going to accomplish. That's not going to allow you to do. In order to do, you have to vacate, you have to be mitzamtzem, you have to make tzimtzumim, and within those tzimtzumim, to be able to do mitzvos and maisim toivim. And one example of those tzimtzumim is the Torah. The Torah is tzimtzumim. It's parshios. Each parsha is made up of psukim. Each pasuk is made up of so many words. Each word is made up of so many letters. It's all tzimtzumim, kalim. It's all very defined. And each mitzvah has its definition. This mitzvah is done only by day, and it's done on the eighth day, not the seventh, not the tzimtzum, 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 in order to be able to be mesakein the tikkun that's needed. Let's see how Rav Nosson Zal now is going to give us, again, a brief overview of the chapter in Likutei Moran, then he'll go into his halacha. The haklal, generally, what Rabbeinu Zal explains over there is, ki oir lahavius halev shelisha Yisraeli, the fiery desire that's burning in a Jewish heart, the spirituality, the feeling for Hashem, the feelings for Kedusha, hu bechinas ein soif, is something infinite. It's something that's boundless. It's spiritual. Spiritual is not, no boundaries. Ki ein soif ve'ein tachlis l'tshukosoi. There's no end, there's no boundaries, no limits to a person's yearning for Hashem. When a person gets turned on, when a person is turned on to Hashem, it's something that's infinite. It has no parameters to it. Umigoidel ho'or shemislahiv le'ein soif yefshir lovoi lahamidois. But however, if that light, if that fire is burning inside the person, if that light is in that form, then the person cannot get to any midos. He can't get to chesed or gvura because there's just wall-to-wall light. It's an unformatted light. It hasn't been shaped in any way yet. It hasn't been formatted into anything yet. Al kein tzrichen letzamtzem hoyer. Therefore, it's critical that the person learn how to constrict the light, in order to create a vacant space inside his heart. Just like Kaviochel, Hashem had to create a vacant space within creation in which to create the worlds, the person has to vacate an area in his heart. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, V'libi cholol bekirbi, my heart has a vacuum inside of it. It has a vacant space inside of it. ובסויך זה החולו שנעס על ידי הצמצום, and within that vacant space that was created by being mitzamtzem, by pulling things to the sides, by constricting things, בסויכוי נסגלן פעולויסוב ומידויס הטויבים. Within that vacant space can be revealed the person's activities, the person's good deeds, his midos, all the midos toivos and everything. This, none of this is literal. None of this is physical. We're speaking in spiritual terms. Meaning again, when a person, you get a person, you have a lot of people who don't keep Shabbos, eat treif and everything, and they say, I love God. I love God. Right? Are you kidding? I love God. I love people. I love myself. I love everything. He's wall-to-wall love, but he don't know what to do with it. He doesn't know how to translate that into anything constructive. So he lives like a bum or worse, Rachmona Litzlan. Versus this concept of being able to know that this love is important. It's a beginning, but now it's critical to be able to know how to take that light and be mitzamtzem it. And make room to know when to apply it. We know that a misapplied love, when you apply love to a criminal, when you take a guy who just shot 6 people and you hug him, and he'll put a bullet in you, or he'll put a bullet in another 6 people, chas v'shalom, because you didn't strangle him, you didn't kill him, or you didn't put him behind bars, you didn't do the right thing that had to be done in that case. V'alidei hamidois toivim shenizgalim b'soich hecholo shebelev. And through the good midos that are revealed in that vacant space in the heart, ayideze nizgale shehu mekabel oil malchus shamayim shleima. Through that, the person accepts upon himself the authority of Hashem in a complete sense. Because here again, these people who are saying they love God, and they figure when they get to heaven, Hashem's just going to give him a big hug and kiss, and he's going to put him in that prairie with the marshmallows and all the like the Arabs with the 12,000 women. He's going to have just going to be wall-to-wall celebration. And he doesn't know that Hashem has rule. Hashem has that the relationship with Hashem has boundaries. There's all kinds of requirements that Hashem requires, just like any relationship, employer-employee, husband-wife, every single relationship has its boundaries, has its, what I require, what my obligations, what your obligations, etc. So in order for a person to show that they are accepting Hashem's authority, oil malchus shamayim, they have to have that vake, there has to be that tzimtzum. V'chol zeh hu b'chinas b'riyas oilam. And what's taking place inside us humans parallels how Hashem created the world. Shehoyo ha'oyer ein soif, originally, all that existed was the infinite light of Hashem, v'tzimtzem hu yisborach kaviyochel esor latzdodim, and Hashem constricted the light to the sides, he pulled it to the sides, v'nase cholol haponoi, in order to vacate an area, to vacate an arena in which creation could, u'besoich zeh hecholol haponoi nizgalin midoisov, and it's within that vacant space that there becomes revealed the midos of Hashem, the chesed, the gvura, all the different midos, the hein hein ho'oilomos, and those are the worlds. The worlds are one example of a display of the midos of Hashem. The oilam habriya, the oilam hayitzira, especially the oilam ho'asiya that we're living in, these are all manifestations of the midos of Hashem. You have the chesed gvurit of Asiya, you have the chesed gvurit in each one of the worlds, in each one. Vaideze nizgale malchuso yisborach. And it's only when you have all of this, that then now the kingdom of the and the authority of Hashem can be shown, can be revealed. V'chol ze nase etzel kol echot mi Yisrael kanal. And what Hashem did with the worlds takes place inside each and every single Jew. That's introduction number one. Now introduction number two. Ve'ikra habriyo hoiso al yedei hachochma. We know that one of the main players in creation was chochma. Kama shekosov, as the pasuk says, kulam bechochma osiso, that Hashem made everything with chochma. V'alkein, and therefore, kisha odom choishev machshavois toivois eich lavoid oisiyas borach, when a Jew is thinking, only thinking, he's not saying anything yet, not doing anything, he's thinking good thoughts of how he wants to serve Hashem, how he wants to please Hashem. Azai hu bechinas brias ha'olam. He is already involved in creating the world, in creation of the world. Shehoisa al yidei chochma shabalev. Again, the Torah tells us, kulam b'chochma asisa, that kaviyochel Hashem created with chochma. Just like Hashem created chochma, when a Jew is thinking, he's creating. It's not a joke. If people would know that, if people learn this chapter in Likutei Moharan, they become aware of what thoughts are, that thoughts are big, very big. So what you think has major effect on you and on Klal Yisrael and the whole world, as we're going to see soon. So just like creation was through Chochma Shebelev, so too we know the Zohar Kodesh quotes a famous pasuk, V'leimor Litzion Amiato. Hashem says to the Jewish people, you are my nation. So the Zohar Kodesh says the word Ami, Ayin Men Yud, can be my nation, or it can be Imi, you are with me. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Hashem says, just like I created the world with my speech, so too you, the Jewish people, are partners in creation. You also create. So here in this chapter in the Likutei Moharan, Rabbeinu Zal is showing us how everything a Jew does parallels Hashem's creation of the world. Ulehefech kishechoyshev machshava yisroes. And so too in the opposite direction, when a Jew thinks bad thoughts, sinful thoughts, thoughts of doing bad things, you know, all kinds of negative thoughts, azai machnis ksilus v'tipshus beliboy, then he's introducing foolishness and nonsense, the opposite of chachma, into his heart. Toiv is chachma, the opposite of chachma, the ra, is tipshus. Foolishness, just like the Gemara, the famous statement in the Gemara, La'olam ein adam chote, elam kan nichnas by ruach shtus. A Jew does not commit a sin unless he has introduced foolishness into himself. So chachma is mitzvah, chachma is toiv, shtus or ksilus is ra. So azai hu mitamtem hechol shebelev. And when a person does that, when a person brings bad thoughts into his heart, then he's messing up, he's destroying, he's harming that vacant space in the heart. Sheshom hu bechinas hayetziro shel kol ha'olamos v'midos. That's the arena where all of these worlds and all of these midos are going to be created. So he's bringing garbage, he's filling it up with garbage, chas v'shalom. V'zeh bechinas orlas leiv, and this is why we find in the Chumash, when the Torah uses the term orlas leiv, shetargumoi tipshus libchoin. The Targum says the foolishness of your heart. Orla is ra. Orla has those letters reishai in it. It's ra, and the ra is tipshus. Foolishness is a form of ra. These foolish thoughts. Idle thoughts, all kinds of thoughts that chashon are either bad or going nowhere, chas v'shalom. Ki atipshus hu kilkul habriya. Foolishness is the destruction of the creation. That's what messes up the whole creation. Ki nitamteim hecholol shebelev, because the person stuffs up and messes up that cholol in the heart, that arena inside the heart, Sheshom Nizgale Kol Habriya, where the entire Bria is supposed to be taking place. Dahainu Kol Ha'olamos V'Hamidos, all the worlds and all the midos, it's all taking place inside the heart of the person. There's a pasuk Tzur Levavi. Tzur Miloshin Tzur, formatting, shaping of everything is done inside the heart. I just had a discussion with somebody this morning from America on the phone, and we were talking, this person was saying, a lot of times I know in my head, intellectually, I know what I'm supposed to be doing. But when it comes to doing it, I'm not doing it. So what's it? I said to him, this is a major concept that the Torah speaks about. V'yodato hayoim v'hashevoise levavecho. Knowing it in your brain is step one. Transmitting it to your heart, broadcasting it into your heart, that's a second step. That's a whole, that's the arena where the Toiv and Ra are really fighting it out. It's in the heart. There's a pasuk, Lev Chacham Liyaminoi, Lev Ksila Smoiloi. An intelligent person favors the right side of his heart, his Yetzer Toiv. A fool favors the left side. He follows the guidance of the left side, the Sitra Achra. Vazai Hamalchus Bebechinas Dalit. And when a person does this, when a person allows this foolishness to get in, these bad thoughts, then he causes the Malchus of Hashem to be in the form of the letter Dalit. Bechinas Dala Vaniya, very poor. It's in an impoverished state. Malchus is V'ho'isher V'akovid Mavanecha. Malchus, when it's B'shleimus, is wealth. When the Malchus Chas V'Shalom, when the kingdom of Hashem is being lowered, is being lessened, is being diminished, then it's the letter Dalet, Dalus, Vanius. Ki ein nizgale malchusis bor kavyochel aide kilkol habriya shebo aide atipshus. Because Hashem's kingdom is not being revealed as a result of the fact that this person is messing up the creation through this foolishness. Shaide ze ein nizgale namidus. Because he filled his heart, he filled that park, that arena with garbage. There's no room anymore for it to reveal chesed, gvura, tefet, midos, the midos of Hashem, or the mitzvos, or the maisim toivim. Ki ikar hizgalus malchusa yisborach hu al yidei bechinas hamidos voilamos. Because the main thing that reveals and broadcasts Hashem's kingdom is when you have midos, when you have worlds, when you have these constrictions. Aval kishemach. Okay, so that's when a person introduces garbage, junk, bad thoughts into his mind and heart. Aval kishamachnis kedusha, dahainu chachma, whereas when the person brings holiness, which is synonymous with chachma, Torah, those things, into hainu machshavos toivos l'toich halev, meaning he's thinking good thoughts. What can I do for Hashem? What can I do for my wife, for my husband, for my fellow Jew? Azai hu bechinas bria soilam kanal. Then that person is involved in the creation of the world. Bechinas hizgalus hamidois, the revelation of the midois. Vazai nizgale malchusa yisborach. And then automatically Hashem's kingdom is also revealed. Vazai hamalchus bebechinas hei. And then the malchus changes from dalet to hei. The difference between a dalet and a hei is that little yud that's added to it. Yud is always machshava, chachma. As Rabbeinu Zal and all the Sifrei Kabbalah bring many examples, Rashi and Chumash, Oz Yoshir Moshe, Rashi says, it doesn't say Oz Shor Moshe, it says Yoshir. Yoshir, yud al shem ha-machshava. Yud represents machshava for many different reasons. Vazai yesh lishnei batim aliyah. And when this happens, when a person's thinking good thoughts and he's bringing kedusha into his heart, and thereby he's allowing the heart to be a place where these midos are revealed and the malchus of Hashem is heightened, then he brings about an elevation to the two houses, beisa ilo u beisa tato, the upper house and the lower house. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, mi zois oila, mi and zois have an aliyah. Mi is a term that's used in the Zohar Kodesh to refer to Bina. Mem Yud is 50, which refers to the 50 levels of Bina, which refers to the upper Shechina, the first Hey of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Zois is a nickname of the Malchus. Zois refers to the Malchus, the lower Shechina, Beisa Tato, that second Hey of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So then, Mi, Zois, Oila. Both of these have an aliyah. Mi, Im, Zois, Oila, the Zohar Kodesh. These two go up. And Rabbeinu Zal explains this over there in Likutei Moharan, what this upper house represents, what the lower house represents. Vaydeze, Zoichen, Lehizgalus, Oiraiso, Datikos, Timo. And through this, we're Zoichen to a revelation of the highest level of Torah, the deepest level of Torah, Shehu Bechinas Oinig Shabbos, which is referred to as the pleasure of Shabbos. One of the main pleasures of Shabbos is the revelation of this Oiraiso Datikos Timo, a super high level of Torah. That's why we have an Eshama Yesera, Because again, we're in a different place totally on Shabbos than we are during the 6 days in the week. On Shabbos, we have the ability to tap into this highest level of Torah. Ayin shom kol ze ho'inyan heitev. Look this over there in Torah Memtes and Likutei Moran well. V'hovein heitev. And understand this very, very well. Ki omoik ma'oid moid. Because this is very, very deep.